Hi, we're here at the Redmond campus at Microsoft, right outside where the keynote was. I have Todd from Progress. Can you tell me a bit about who you are, what this announcement we heard from your wonderful company, and a little bit of a recap?
Sure, yeah, we're excited to be here today, obviously. It's a big announcement. We were just in there talking about how we've made UI for UWP from Progress, a Telerik UI tool set, free and open source.
Okay.
It's really exciting. It's a sort of a new thing for us to make UI open source. We've been doing UI for a long time professionally for developers, but we think this is going to be a great way to collaborate with Microsoft, collaborate with the .NET community, and really see some amazing apps built with UWP.
Okay, great. Where does one get the tools? Like, I'm assuming they're on NuGet, and you guys mentioned that they're open source under Apache 2.0.
Correct, yeah, ASL 2, so Apache software license, really permissive, which means it's easy to integrate into your projects and use it. All the source is out there on GitHub, so you can find it really easily. If you want to find it, the easiest link I can share and find documentation, and even if you need professional support from Telerik, you can go to telerik.com/UWP and find everything there, links to GitHub, it's all out there.
Great. What is your favorite control from you guys?
Now, we have a lot of controls. The open source UWP tool set has 20 different tools in it. Data visualization, things like data forms, data grids. I love the data viz stuff, the charts and the gauges, because it's interactive, it's visual, it moves. But frankly, when it comes to building line of business apps, you can't beat a data grid. Data grids make you look like heroes, and they solve a lot of the problems developers have. So
actually, you just cheated and made me go jump ahead of my questions.
Hey,
now.
You know,
I know.
I don't want to cheat the system here.
I know. So you were talking about the data grid. Now, what are some things that it can do, like just beyond just visualize data?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what we want to do with any of the UI tools that we build for any of our different suites or UWP is make it easy for developers to implement the things their users need to be productive in their apps. So with the data grid, that's things like sorting and filtering, grouping by dragging and dropping. Developers can do this, but they usually have to write a lot of code. And we don't want them to have to write a lot of code.
Just want to make it easy.
Make it easy.
Make
some
it
configuration,
easy.
Make it happen. But also, and this is critical, and this is the hard part, provide enough extensibility so developers can customize when they need to make it fit their application perfectly.
Yeah. Also, you guys can do customizable columns and selection, and I believe in-place create, read, update, and delete as well. Correct.
Yeah. So a lot of different modes for how you do CRUD on data. And you know, part of it is the features. The other part that's also obviously important is the performance. And we've been doing XAML for a long time, evolving our ways of making that more performant. So what we do with the data grid in particular is spend a lot of energy making sure that UI virtualization is as performant as it can be. So even when you've got thousands or hundreds of thousands of records, I don't know why you present all those to an user, but even if you do have to, it'll remain smooth and performant.
That's fantastic. I had something I was going to mention there, and I totally forgot.
Probably not
important.
Okay,
I know. Let's go with most of your controls are data-driven controls, such as the data grid. How do you guys prefer people to bind to them?
Sure. Now, one of the neat things is that UI for UWP conforms to a lot of the same things any .NET developer would expect. So when it comes to data binding, whether you're an ASP.NET or WPF or UWP, the concepts are all very familiar. And we've built our tools to use those familiar concepts and patterns. So binding to things like arrays or observable collections, or using the MVVM pattern to supply that data. All those things developers are already familiar with work with UI for UWP. The cool thing is we've got a webcast coming up we're doing with Microsoft in a few weeks. And again, if you go to telerik.com/UWP, you can find the details. And we'll be going into a kind of a deep dive of how you use the tools, how you get started doing things like data binding, and all the kind of nitty-gritty. So people can head over there, sign up, and we'll go in show code and do all those cool things developers need to find out.
So if their data set does get updated, because you did mention observable collections, they will fire off an event and they can handle stuff in case if something gets created or updated.
The iNotify property change interface
there
fires off. You can hook up to it. And
so now I actually remember what I want to talk about with the data grid is that the our docs team did actually update one of their primary samples that the enterprise sample to include the Telerik control that should be live, I believe, right about now. So if someone does want to grab an official Microsoft sample, we did directly integrate. It does use the NuGet package as well. So
very
just
cool.
Just want to make that crystal clear. I saw the data form. Can you explain a bit more why someone would use this, what it is? Yeah. It seemed really interesting, but you're the expert, so I'm gonna leave it up to you.
I think data form in many ways kind of captures the essence of what a productivity tool is supposed to do. It's supposed to take a job that would normally be hard to do, take lots of steps, and make it sort of drag and drop easy. And so the data form does this by taking a collection, let's say an object that has different properties, and automatically rendering the correct editors for the data type. So if you have a Boolean, perhaps it's a checkbox. If you have an enumerable, perhaps it's a drop-down list. Normally you do this manually.
Yeah.
The data form does it automatically.
Okay.
It provides you all the hooks and things you need for editing that data or perhaps just making it read-only, presenting. So when I think about over the years of helping developers be productive, this sort of captures that essence. Drag and drop, simplify a bunch of steps, infer a lot of things from the underlying data, and that's what we like to do with the Claric tools at Progress.
Does the data form or even the data grid have built-in data validation
as well? It does, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, it's one of those steps that would be more work, and we can just automate right out of the box,
that's
validate by the different data types.
So another control you guys have is charts.
Yeah.
And there's tons of different charts. Do you, off the top of your head, do you remember which ones are built in and what things people have to do?
There are a bunch. We've been evolving our XAML DataViz capabilities now for a number of years, and that all has kind of rolled forward as we've continued to build new sets of tools, including UWP. So we've got everything from simple bar charts and pie charts to the really complex sort of stock charts, which have high-low bars and zoom and pan interactivity, all that kind of stuff you need, whether it's simple or advanced, it's all in there, and developers today use that already to build complex dashboards or even just simple inline bullet graph kind of visualizations for their users.
So let's switch gears slightly from the controls to think more open source. So you guys are Apache 2.0. Correct me if I'm wrong, you guys now are part of the .NET Foundation as well.
Yeah, we're in that process of
So you're still in the process, but you're moving toward it. What things does an external contributor have to think about to get their source code integrated into the Telerik controls if they find a bug or a performance fix or something along those lines?
I mean, we've been doing open source now for a while in different places, both in .NET and outside of that. We have popular mobile frameworks like NativeScript, which is open source. We built a large community there. So we know what it takes to really build a successful open source project, and the key to that is community. I mean, you can put a license on something, but if you can't build a community, it really doesn't have that true open source support that it needs. And so we're leveraging that experience here. We want to invite the .NET community to come in to join us in the GitHub repo.
Yeah.
If they find issues or enhancements, submit those pull requests via the GitHub repo. The CLA for contributions is there that can be signed. You know, the standard kind of workflow if you work on Git and create pull requests. It's all out there. We'll be monitoring the GitHub issues. We'll be working with Microsoft and partners to...
And just for ease of use, really quick, it's telerik.com/UWP, just for ease of use to get there, and then that will have everything for the NuGet package and the GitHub link.
We'll branch you off to all the right places.
Okay.
There's a lot of URLs.
So sorry for cutting you off there. So will you guys still continue to support professional services with your existing customers or even new customers? Because there are times where much more heavy extensibility has to be done for certain people.
Yeah, and I think this is, as UI tools evolve, this is still where we add value to enterprise customers and those who need that professional support.
Yeah.
So while UI for UWP is now free and open source, we will still sell to customers who need it professional support. They need access directly to the engineering team, and they want guaranteed kind of support tickets for those tools. That's still available on telerik.com, and people can buy that, and we'll keep being there to make their lives easier.
Great. So you guys are, the pros at building out controls, and there are many other companies that are also fantastic at building them. What things do you feel when an end user is building out a control or tweaking a control that they should keep in the back of their head? Like, is extensibility something that is critical? Or, I'm sorry, accessibility, I apologize, something that is critical. So for someone that may have low vision, high contrast is a key thing.
Sure, yeah.
Tab control.
Yeah.
Are those things that are in the back of your head, or is there anything else that I forgot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, front of the head. I mean, this is stuff that's important for building applications when you have large user bases. If we're talking to developers who are contributing and getting into the controls, then we have to make sure that they are thinking about these things. Controls are like building blocks. They're like Legos.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure that they're ready to go into all those different kinds of apps. Accessibility is certainly important. Extensibility.
Yeah.
Those are all the things we have to think about.
So let's go pivot off the cards and be a bit more free flow here. So what were some of the big announcements past your guys' the Telerik open source control announcement that you really felt was strong on the keynote here?
And the keynote was pretty exciting. I mean, first of all, anytime you see a stage with that many Surface devices, and especially the big, beautiful Surface devices with the dial and the ink, I mean, that's an amazing setup to start with.
But, okay.
Clearly, UWP is making some pretty impressive movements towards not only simplifying that development experience, but when you think about being able to take one code base, build an app that runs on a desktop, okay, on a device, on HoloLens, it's just a great story.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Todd. What's the last closing comments that you'd want to make the community aware of right now about your controls?
I think as long as people remember to go to telerik.com/UWP, they'll find all the things they need to know there. We'll see them on the webinar with Microsoft here in a few weeks, and we'll have a great time.
Okay, great. Thanks, you.